We're back with Worship Factory right here at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton and Rod and Monique, and that was Jared LeMaster.
Getting our socks blessed off right now. Thank you, Jared, for coming and being amazing and giving that gift back to God.
I tell you, I hope you listeners are touched as much as we are here in studio by listening to that kind of just
what
gift somebody has that God has given them, and they're using it.
Yeah, and what's cool is, Jared just, grab the guitar, rip it off, and it's just like no big deal. And the listeners don't have any idea. I mean, that's just what it is. Yeah. There's no setup. There's no special thing going on here. This is just somebody just sharing their gift in their heart. Yeah. And I think it's what makes it special.
Other than that live mixer back there that's keeping my voice on tune.
Well, except Art. I tried to.
Didn't you work for the Spice Girls?
Yeah. I saw you slip them a 20. Making me sound real good. Here's a 20.
And do get connected at worshipfactory.net for networking. It is really important. And you can catch more of Jared and LeMaster right on Worship Factory. We'll post some stuff up and actually have some of his music, hopefully. And you can download where they can find your stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's your band, your personal web
address? It's just jarrettlemaster.com.
Spell it, because I don't think everyone out there.
Yes, as in Jarrett. J-A-R-R-E-T.
One T.
One T.
Two R's, one T.
Two R's, one T. J A R R E T, LeMaster, L E, Master, M A S T E R. That's my real last name.
No.
Yeah, wow. Not really. My
Go
dad's
figure.
Name. My dad's name is Gary LeMaster. I didn't make that up. Yeah.
Nice.
It's true.
Hey, I want to ask you about your.
I want to ask about that, Monique.
Yeah.
Okay. You're sleepless.
Seasonal.
You're sleepless.
Sleepless in Seattle.
I can't even talk with you here. Go.
Sleepless in San Diego.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Sleepless in Seattle.
The movie.
Which was
a movie. But we're talking
with
about
some
a concert.
A-list actors you might have heard of. Mm.
Yeah.
No, but Sleepless in San Diego was a concert that we did down in San Diego.
Were there lots of artists?
Yes, there were lots of artists. There were quite a few. There was the ones that we played closest to were Dr. Seahorse, which is legit. Mm. Those guys are super cool. They're kind of electronic, and yeah, really, they were much better than we were. And then and then Phil Wickham was the headliner, so we played right before Phil, and yeah, that guy's amazing. So you guys should have him in.
Hook us up, brother.
Yeah,
do it.
That guy's a stud.
Nice.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah,
him and his brother.
Well, tell us
Evan,
what the
Evan is
Evan
amazing
Wickham.
Too. Very cool guys.
Yeah.
And,
really good talent.
Yes, and really amazing hearts too for ministry. Amazing hearts for the Lord. Like you can just see it in them. They're just gracious guys. So
and this was to so bring cool. awareness and
yeah,
raise
this
funds.
Was all. There's a ton of course. There's a ton of. Homelessness in Los Angeles, but there's really a lot in San Diego. And so the San Diego Rescue Mission kind of went out of their way, put this concert together to raise awareness and to raise funds for the mission so they can go out and do
And you guys
that
actually
job.
Like Sleep did out. It overnight? You camped out?
Well, people
at the embassy
did.
Yeah.
People did.
People did. You know, which is, yeah.
The whole idea.
Yeah. We were really on board for the idea, right?
Yes. We were cheering.
They do have cots, though, by the way. People do, they can come out and stay all night, right?
That's yeah, they can, they and they can then they put cardboard on. Houses
is
together.
Is this an annual thing, or this was just kind of a one-time
Yeah, that's
thing.
Annual. Awesome. It's annual. Yeah, they do. That means they do it every year.
Wow,
yeah.
Go figure. Yeah. That's a good word. I think I'm going to use that a lot more.
Annual.
Nice. Did you grow up in a musical family?
I did. My mom was really musical. She used to play the concert piano.
Ooh. She was legit and everything.
She's pretty amazing, yeah. And she was a wonderful singer. She was always in groups and stuff. My dad played the guitar. A Martin D35 to be exact, and he just gave that to me this year. It was really awesome.
Whoa,
what a great gift!
Oh, Oh, it's so awesome. Anyway, but yeah, so we used to play that, and never used to let me touch that guitar, which is so funny. As a kid, I'd pull it up, and I'd be like, can I play that? Did you wash your hands? No, I don't do that.
I went right. Yeah, right.
I don't change jeans either. I wear the same jeans every day.
Nice.
So yeah, anyway, so he grew up playing the guitar. They played in like gospel bands and things like
Sweet.
That. Like, you know.
Okay, so more about your band.
Southern Gospel.
Yeah.
How long has your band been together?
You know, okay, officially as a band, probably about, you know, 3 or 4 years, but
and you all write your own songs?
Well, the way we've done it in the past is I kind of bring an idea to the table, kind of a skeleton, and they kind of put like meat and flesh
nice.
On bring the skeleton so that it has, so that it's a human, or so that it's a person afterwards.
So, flesh on the bone.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because when I'd bring it, it's generally just dry bones.
And then, lovely.
And they bring the goodness, so.
And we are awesome. In studio with Jarrett LeMaster right here at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kimpton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly. And this is Worship Factory. And get connected online, worshipfactory.net.
I'm going to ask one of my favorite questions. I love hearing God moments when mm-hmm. you're like, ooh, God opened that door, or God brought that opportunity, or God used me. Or do you have any cool God moments you could share with us?
Well, it's been a trip, like, learning how to be a Christian, I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. Just because it was one of those things where you come out of APU, you pretty much think you know everything, and and that you got it all together, and nobody, you know.
Well, let's face it, because you pretty much do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've been to a couple of theology courses, and so you go to churches, and you're like, I know more than this guy. What am I doing here?
Why am I preaching?
And I don't need to be in church anymore. I went to theology class. So I don't know what character that was.
But it's a good one.
Yeah, but it was a character. And anyway, so
a sarcastic car.
Yeah, you're right.
For those who do not
so
speak
Lord,
sarcasm.
The, you're right. If you don't speak sarcasm, tune in to what is the show? Right. So I just started really, like, the Lord humbled my heart after college, and I was not college, and I didn't do college, and it was after college, and I started really seeking him and asking for mentors and things like that. And I got hooked up with John Barnes, which actually
Good
is a common
Barnes!
Friend.
I love you, Barnes.
I know.
Barnes.
The Barneses.
Shout out.
A shout out in Mississippi. Anyway, so we had so much fun just kind of talking about the Lord. And the Lord really used John to kind of like deepen my understanding of Christ and what it means to be a Christian. And over the next few years, he opened up doors for me to do actual young adults ministry, which is awesome. And we did. I was a young adults pastor, and I had no idea what I was doing. And so week to week, it was relying on the Holy Spirit just, you know, giving me things to say. Like, I was awesome. Lord, I have nothing. I ran out of theology class like the first week. And so I was like, Jesus, give me things to say. And so he humbled my heart big time, and I realized, you know, I really had to start relying on the Holy Spirit to live his life in me instead of trying to do it on my own. And
where do you go to church?
Okay, where do I go?
Yeah.
Pomona First Baptist. What? What?
Ooh, shout
yeah,
out.
Yeah, serious. That's where I lead worship. I'm actually a full-time worship pastor there now.
Nice.
So I was a young adults pastor at a different church before that, but now I'm at Pomona First Baptist, and we have... I lead on Sunday mornings. I lead on Wednesday nights. And
where's the church located for those listeners out there?
Pomona.
Right, yeah, so it's Pomona.
Yeah, but we're at in Pomona.
Oh, yeah, Gary and Hall. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, right.
Say Pomona, just
somewhere.
Go.
Pomona, right. just feel your way there.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit needs you there.
Right. No, he'll do it. Sometimes he does that stuff. You ever listen to Tony Campolo? Come on. Anyway, so... yeah, so it's in Pomona, Gary and Holt, downtown Pomona, basically, and it's right in the heart of the need, which is really cool. It's kind of a mega church in the middle of major need. So, like, there's a lot of homelessness, there's a lot of prostitution, there's a lot of drugs.
Wow.
In the church? Sexual, or
in the church.
Both.
In the administration building. And, there's a lot of ministry that happens there. And it's not really in the church, but... Yeah, Pastor Glenn's awesome, and we've got a lot going on at that church. It's radical. God's really moving, and it's been a really cool environment for me to be able to try songs out and fail.
guys.
That's all I read a song. Like, guys, I got this new song.
A safe place.
And everyone's like, yeah. Let's be nice to him today. That was,
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Where can people find your stuff as far as like if they want to download or get a copy of your CD? Music?
You can get it on iTunes, of course, Spotify, which is what we want to try to encourage people to do. Listen to it on Spotify so your friends listen to it. And also, so iTunes, Spotify, JarrettLemaster.com. You can get it. I'm sure you can get it at other places too because we went through CD Baby. Just doing all the plugs, you know. That's kind of where you can get it online. Hey. Or you can buy it from me if you see me on the street.
You're Jarrett LeMaster. Can I buy a CD for you?
I'll just carry him with me.
He looks like Christopher
Walken. I have a long overcoat, and I'm just like, hello. Yeah, here you go. Here, scan your credit card on this, you know. That's a creepy guy.
Will you do another song for us, please?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to.
Stoked with that.
You are in studio with Jarrett LeMaster right here at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Worship Factory. We're going to take you out with another song with Jarrett LeMaster.
So what's the name of the song?
You know, I'm debating between I Will Follow and Give It of All Life. I'm actually going to do Give It of All Life.
Okay. Yeah. And any background on the song?
This is a song that was kind of inspired by this need for massive worship songs because I just wanted something where people could really express to God, like shout at the top of their lungs and just really go after the Lord and like kind of fill, you know, their hearts and it really, really go after him with all that they have. And,
nice.
And it's also a song directed at God and directed at him and like how great he is and talking about his glory and his attributes and things like that. So I like that.
Sweet.
And so.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Awesome. We'll take you out with Jarrett LeMaster.
Okay.
Father, I need you. Please let me feel you. My heart is open to Jesus. Savior, be glory on earth. Bless you and love you, worship and adore in this moment, fill our praises and all our love, oh Lord, we're desperate for your touch. With all our hearts we love, lovely Savior, giver of our light, God before all time, author of all life, yeah, all for the bliss, giver of good gifts. You are the perfect Father, you showed your truth. We wait for you. Giving you praises, ascribing you greatness, only you deserve the glory so good and holy, and all our love, oh Lord, we're desperate for your touch, with all our hearts we love.